as an Indian sat in his little bark canoe. He sailed it right over the water so blue. He sang of the days when the land was their own, long before pale faces among them were known. When first that these red men were lords of the soil, they lived happy, contented, without trouble or toil. They hunted the beaver, the otter, the deer, for they knew in the wild woods there was nothing to fear. When first that these white men they came to our land, we used them like brothers, we gave them our hand. We knew they were weary, in need of repose, little thinking those white men would e'er turn our foes. For a while we lived happy with our white friends all round. We showed them the best of our old hunting ground. They paid us with trinkets which pleased us for a while, and caused us poor Indians like children to smile. But soon they began to impose on our rights. Their number increased and they drove us to flight. They drove us away from our own native shore, where the smoke of our campfire rises no more. They built their large cities all over the land, and on the rich prairie their farmhouses stand. They own all the country from Texas to Maine, and the Indian may seek for his wigwam in vain. Oh, the pride of the forest that over us bow, the tall pine, the cedar, oh, where are they now? The beaver, the otter, the hunters have slain, and they've driven the red deer far over the plain. The graves of our forefathers, where are they now? They are rudely trodden over and torn by the plow. Their children have wandered, distracted and poor, and the graves of our forefathers we visit no more. For a while we will linger around this happy place. Our wives and our sweethearts, we them embrace, till the Great Spirit calls us away from all pain, to that bright, happy land where we will all meet again.